okay, instead of a fit bit, it would be like a dick bit. And they would count all the times your hand has touched your private. And then you could join along with your friends and monitor each other's. How everybody was doing, like, I outbeat him today. Yeah. Well, now it's a whole new meaning of outbeating.
Yeah. You see how long did he last? He tracks when you come.
You're not a trash bag yet. We're fucking trash bags.
All right, we got to make this fast. You got to leave, I got to leave.
We sure do.
So, did you see I posted our things on TikTok?
What things?
Our videos.
No.
Well, one doesn't get...
I don't have a TikTok.
Oh. So, one didn't get much exposure because we use words like gang and stuff in it, which is why I don't like TikTok. They're very... they restrict a lot of videos based off of, like, things that you... say like certain words. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, we're on TikTok now.
Yeah, well, we've been on TikTok, but
we don't post
shit. Yeah. And then one got a lot of reactions, but I realized I don't know if I'm fit for this.
What do you mean? Well, you're definitely, like, not in shape.
Shut the fuck up. Like the exposure, like once you, like, okay, we do this, right?
Yeah.
But there ain't nobody ever commenting.
What are you talking about? I fucking quit my job because of all the exposure. Today was my last day at work because all of it.
Right. But, like, we do this podcast.
Yeah.
I never hear from anybody.
Yeah, because nobody, yeah.
Nobody's commenting mean things.
Yeah, no.
Nobody's saying shit.
Does people
right?
say mean shit?
So.
About me?
No.
Oh, that'd be good.
So, where's the app at?
Okay. You don't have to read the shit. You know that, right?
Well, there was only one comment.
From whom? Do you know?
Hold on. I have no idea who any of the people are.
Okay, you made it sound like there was a lot of exposure or reactions. There's only one comment.
Okay, not like a shit ton, like I said, not a shit ton. Gotcha. There's 114 likes.
What?
Yeah, and it was viewed over 2,000 times. For us only having 9 followers, I think that's
pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Anyways, so one person was like, Jesus Christ, I wouldn't last 2 holes listening to this woman. Okay.
And man, it is tough, I'll tell you what.
So I was like, women, am I right? But let's be honest, you probably couldn't last a single hole with any woman.
can't be doing that.
But I'm gonna.
No, you can't.
Yes, I'm gonna.
Oh my
because
God.
That's the account we are going to be. Is you're gonna say some stupid shit, I'm gonna say some stupid shit back.
This is gonna consume your day.
No. No. And then another one was like, he will no longer be invited, talking about Brian. And I said, fortunately for him, he wasn't the one that invited me. And then there's one guy that has liked both of my rebuttals. And so now there's another one that says, shut up. And I'm like, all right, what are we going to say to you?
Oh, my God. Why? Leave it where it is.
Why?
Just leave it where it is.
Don't you ever see, like, on Instagram, the memes of, like, businesses that have, like, people have screenshotted businesses' responses to things, and they're like, this is epic. Yeah. Like, that's going to be us.
No,
our responses are going to be screenshotted.
You better say some good shit then, or I'm going to have to get up in there.
Okay, what would you respond to shut up?
Can you view their page?
Well, if you go to their page, it tells them that you went to their page, and I don't want these people knowing I went to go see who they were.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do we have to, I mean, it's pretty good, dude. Oh, I liked it. I thought you could look at likes.
No, I hate that fucking app. I don't know how it works.
Oh, Mason. Oh, this is how we can connect with your brother.
Yeah, that's the only thing he's liked.
Oh, this is cool. The other one didn't get as many, huh?
No, because...
I think that one's better.
It's because we have words in it that...
Dude, I can't wait. Anyways, what are you going to do? hopefully we get so big on that that you can't keep responding to them.
But I can, and I will. So here's, but here's the thing. We've always said unfiltered, right?
Sure, yeah.
So why would I all of a sudden now start filtering how I would respond to people?
Can you,
can you, want to be a dick and come to my, onto my page and say something? You're going to get our
TikTok canceled.
Good.
Why?
Good.
They're people about are to making ban it so anyways. Much money on there.
They're about to fucking ban it. Well, then we go crazy
and uploading videos.
No, they were supposed to like rule, might have a ruling on that shit like today.
Well, whatever. They tried already and it didn't work. Who's trying to ban it?
The government.
Well, there you go.
So the House passes bill that could lead to U.S. ban of TikTok. This was released 16 minutes ago.
The decline in America since TikTok came onto the scene.
Yeah. So they passed a TikTok ban. Ah, so there's no point in us being on it.
We got to live it up. Well, you know what we do now?
No.
YouTube Shorts. Oh, well. Just when we were getting started.
It passed by a vote of 352 to 65.
Yeah, no shit. China's getting our fucking information, apparently. That's what they say.
Lawmakers contend that ByteDance is beholden to the Chinese government, which could demand access to the data of TikTok's consumers in the U.S. anytime it wants. The worry stems from a set of Chinese national security laws that compel organizations to assist with intelligence gathering. We have given TikTok a clear choice. Separate from your parent company, ByteDance, which is beholden to the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, and remain operational in the United States, or side with the CCP and face the consequences. The choice is TikTok's. So I guess it's up to TikTok now as to...
Oh, well, what are you going to do? We'll see. So they're like, only we can spy on our people.
Yeah. House passage of the bill is only the first step. The Senate would also need to pass the measure for it to become law, and lawmakers in that chamber indicated it would undergo a thorough review. Senate Majority Leader said it'll have to consult with relevant committee chairs to determine the bill's path. President Joe Biden has said if Congress passes the measure, he will sign it.
Yeah, but then when Trump was trying to do it, he was an asshole.
Yeah. But now Trump is trying to not ban it.
Really?
Yeah. Or he, I guess, said he was against the ban.
Well, I don't know. It's a weird world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well. So now we just gotta fucking start an OnlyFans. Not me and you, obviously.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No.
No, we should start one, though.
For what?
Just post our videos on there.
We can't even get people to like our shit on, like, regular profiles. Because
we're not really trying.
You're not really trying.
Well, you try a little bit harder than I do.
I was thinking today,
here we go with this shit again. Go ahead. It's going to be some shot at me, 100%. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was thinking that we should do another video. Have Gavin do another video.
What?
Like how we did the first one. You're so rude. I don't even want to talk to you.
The first one? What first one?
Yeah, the one, the Dark Horse song.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we did that.
Yeah. It was a good video. Anyways, really good now video. I don't want to do it anymore.
Why? Because I thought you were going to talk shit about me?
You turned me off, that's why.
I tend to do that to a lot of women.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're gay.
No, that's not true at all. It's not even close to being true. But you guys celebrated. That's why we didn't fucking record Sunday. I didn't think we needed to talk about it. I didn't think I needed to call you and be like, are we recording today? It was kind of your guys' day. I was like, let them have that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes. It was our anniversary.
It's a pretty big one. Number one.
The first one.
Is that the biggest one?
I don't think it's the biggest one.
What's
but it's
the biggest one? Like 50? 50? Yeah. But you're not going to see that one.
He's
definitely not going to see
it. I didn't even think okay, marriage wise, I never thought Mario and I would have seen a 50-year anniversary.
How old were you?
24, 25. 74? I didn't think.
I'm definitely not going to see, I don't think I'll see 30. Based off how I'm going now.
Yeah.
I just mean, like, I probably won't get married till like I'm 50.
You might not ever get married.
Well, that's something to put it in the atmosphere. Thanks for that.
I know a lot of men that.
Yeah, I don't want to be one of those. I'd actually like to have a child.
Well, then you need a
younger woman. We've talked about this enough. Anyways. Yeah, 1 year's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's
what do you think's next? Obviously two, but like what's next in your guys' relationship?
Well, there's a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Obviously got to get married at some point. But I mean, like, is that the next big thing?
I think that would be obviously the next big thing. Sure.
In terms of big things, what are we talking about? There's only like three big things you can do.
So I would think that the biggest thing would be figuring out if we can manage to do surrogacy.
Oh, okay.
That would be the biggest.
Yeah, that's okay. So that's the biggest. Yeah. Under that is marriage.
Marriage.
And then under that is
moving
out. Okay. Yeah. So, but in terms, you're just jumping one to two? Which one's first?
I can't tell you that.
That's fucked up.
I don't know. That's not in my control. Yeah. He has to ask me to marry him and then
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I don't.
No, I meant like, are you going to progress? So if we're going level one. No, okay. So we'll go level one, moving out, level two, marriage, level three, surrogacy.
I would say.
You're skipping one to go to two.
Moving out, I don't know, because what holds me back from moving out, other than the fucking crazy rental pricing out here, is the fact that I would be leaving my parents in a house all to themselves.
Yeah, so would I.
Like, and that makes me feel so sad.
Why?
For them. Like,
Mason was going to do it.
They have this huge house.
Sell that. It.
Perfectly accommodates all of us, and yeah, we would point, leave it.
Do you
and
think
leave
they want
them?
It? Do they think they want that?
Want to have the house to themselves?
Yeah.
No.
No. You don't think
they
so.
Fucking. They FaceTime my brother multiple times a night.
Yeah, they like because he lives so far.
Yeah, but if they didn't get to see me or Shannon that often,
they never FaceTimed you.
You know what? You're right. Yeah. And okay, thank you for bringing that up.
Well, your dad has flat out said that this kid means a little bit more.
Well, oh, that's rude. Anyways.
I'm kidding. He is the only one that will carry on the last name.
Yeah.
So that is a little different.
A little different. But.
And he does have red hair.
I will say, though, and I brought this up to Brian.
What?
Mario and I lived 1 mile from here. Not 1 mile. It was one exit.
Yeah.
We lived one exit from here.
Yeah, you say
here.
This all the time.
You guys have all went and visited Mason in Discovery Bay way more than
no,
you have ever
that's
visited
that's
us in our when
that,
we lived
you
in the
You know
apartment.
Goddamn well that's not true for me.
For my parents,
okay.
For sure.
Yeah, your parents, yes. Me, no. I went there the most.
But even then you didn't go over often.
I wasn't going once a week. But I went more than anybody else.
You and maybe Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon.
But, like nobody ever came and visited us. And then,
but you want it that way.
Good for Mason that he was able
to. But Mason wants his house to be like your parents. It's just nobody's out there. You want your, dude, you're a hermit. If you never had to leave the house again, you'd be okay with it.
No, I like leaving the house. Here's the thing. I could only take so much of people at a time. So like when we're here and we have parties or when everybody just comes over and we have like a big cookout or whatever, I'll be out there. But at some point, I just want to be in my room and I will leave.
After golf, did you come in your room because you were sick or because you just didn't want to be around people?
I like to decompress. If I've socialized for a while, I need time
to
myself.
When I talk to you, I don't know if I'm I have social anxiety or not.
I don't have social anxiety.
Okay, so what do you have?
I think maybe I have a form of autism. I don't fucking know. Maybe I have some form of like sensory processing. Like for me, when I'm around a lot of people for a long period of time, I need time to myself to like decompress, just fucking like get all that energy off of me. Let me like ground myself real quick. Mm. Like when I would work, I told you before, when I actually had to go to work, I would come home and I would just sit in my car for a long time before I would come in, because I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to listen to anybody. Just
you're an odd duck. You are an odd duck.
And so there was one time Brian and I got into, not a fight, but I don't even remember all the details to it, but there was one day, so it was a Saturday, obviously.
I was here when it happened.
Saturday, we went out and we were with all of these people. We did all of this stuff. The very next day, I just wanted to stay at home and it was during football season and just watch football in bed. But he was so adamant about, well, let's go social. Let's go sit out there and like sit with everybody and watch it. And so all day I watched football in here in my bed and he was in the living room like socializing. And it was just like, I don't know. I just need you to understand that yesterday I was with everybody all day long. Today I don't want to talk to a single fucking person.
That's so weird to me. Because I would be like, let's get a 10-bedroom house and everybody move in together so I can be around everybody always.
I don't know. I like my peace.
You can have peace. You just go lay in your bed. It's going to be loud, though.
Yeah.
Whatever.
When a lot of people are over, though, I feel obligated to, like, okay, now I got to entertain.
Why?
I gotta go out.
I've
there.
Never seen when you do actually entertain people, when you're entertaining, they come to you.
You just fucking hide in here. If I'm quiet enough, they'll think I'm saying, gone.
You don't. I entertain people.
Oh, okay.
They sure. come. I don't go to them. They typically. Mm. And then you just entertain the people you're around. You don't have to. Why do you entertain people? You just talk.
It still requires energy.
I mean, how do you, so fun is like being in here.
No.
Like a good day for you. I can break down a good day for you.
Go for it.
All right. I think an ideal day for you is you wake up, you and Brian go and get some coffee.
Okay.
You guys go. So I'm just going to throw a Saturday together for you.
Tell me.
You guys go get some coffee. You go to the gym. A little morning sesh.
Okay. Sex? Sure.
Sesh. It's in there somewhere. You can decide where it is before, okay. After, nightcap, wherever you want.
Okay.
You come back, hang out, maybe like watch a movie, and then order some food, and then go to sleep.
So...
because you went to the gym, you have to decompress.
No.
So that doesn't make any sense.
I could go to the gym, but so on my days off, I would like my gym session to be scheduled according to what other plans we have going on. I don't like the idea of going to the gym late morning and then hurrying up, getting home, having to get ready, and then going somewhere else like right away, because I'm sweaty. I'm gonna want to take a shower, and then if I take a shower, then I'm gonna have to blow dry my hair, and it's just gonna be an all-day process. So if we're gonna have plans, I'm gonna schedule the gym accordingly. Either we do it first thing in the fucking morning and we make it a point to wake up and get that done and over with in the morning, or we do it at the end of the day, or we don't go out all that day. But my perfect day, yes, obviously, always starts with coffee.
Yeah.
Always starts with coffee. I love going out, but honestly, what is there to do? What is there to do around here?
What do you mean? Around here? No, there's not much to do. Like
other than eating and drinking.
Pretty fun.
What is there to do?
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Exactly. You can do shit.
Golf. But there's like... that takes too long.
No, it's the best.
That's a whole fucking day.
It's the best. You don't have to come.
You know what? I'm not gonna anymore. Well, I already told Brian. I said, don't fucking bring me again.
Why? Because of that comment?
No. I said this when we got home. So don't fucking bring me
again. No, you didn't. Okay? You're a liar.
Don't invite me
I out. Told you I thought we had something.
Yeah, I know.
He only agrees.
Well, these commenters don't.
No, they said they don't like you. They say anything about us.
If I'm the
if
one.
If they said I sucked at golf, I'd be like, yeah, you're right, I do. But you watched it, idiot.
Well, that's what I'm going to comment to this guy.
No, wait, he just said shut up.
Yeah, and I'm like,
who would you want to shut up?
Obviously me. I'm the one talking in the whole fucking video.
Yeah. I do think you were a little chatty in that video.
That was the whole fucking point.
Well, for you. I wanted you to make it about us.
Well, you need to give me something. All right. Provide me content.
All right. Provide you content? I think you have a lot of us from that day.
No.
You don't?
Nothing good at all. All
right. Or you perceive to be good.
No, it's nothing good at all. The only other good thing is you throwing your club. But, like, that's about...
That was pretty good.
That's about it.
Did you put that? Did you put that on TikTok?
No. That's not long enough of a video. Good enough.
Nah. See, that's the best, is what you should have recorded that whole shot. Like, this is par 4, dog leg left, little downhill, lay up with a 5-iron, record that shot. Get to the next shot. I got this and far in.
How can I record all of that when I can't even see where the fucking ball goes?
These people, you know, I'm going to look it up. We're going to see how you put tracers on videos.
Yeah, and buy me some fucking binoculars.
You don't need binoculars.
I need something. You guys hit that ball, I can't see where it goes at all.
No,
you guys are like, good shot. I'm like, are they fucking lying to each other? Because I can't, where did it go? Like, I don't you know. Don't ever see, well, it's I don't ever
it's
see the
you're
ball.
Not anywhere near us. Like, it's hard to see the ball from the cart when somebody hits it. It's hard. We can't do it. But when you're on the tee box and somebody hits it, you can see it.
I'm just going to, like, go and, like, good shot. Like, every time.
No.
Every time.
Remember,
good
he
shot.
Said to talk less.
And you know what? He go fuck himself.
That's true. I don't know. It could be fun. I don't know. I don't even know how to do that shit. Like, you obviously just turn the, what do you call it on, or do you have to type it?
The captions?
Yeah.
They do auto caption, but you have to go through and like edit it because it doesn't do everything correctly.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. I think I want to do it just because there's a lot of good guys out there that are good at it. I just want to record myself like missing putts and shit. I think it'd be pretty sick. And you could legit play one round, two people, 36 videos. That's all I'm saying.
That's a lot of videos.
I didn't see you had to edit all of it. You teach me how to do it. I can knock out one a day. Bang. Post. Bang. But that would require you wanting to be part of something bigger than yourself.
Isn't that what this podcast is?
No, this is...
This is a boring episode, by the way.
No, it's not. I think it's pretty good.
I feel like we've provided them nothing.
You have a
nothing.
Bad gauge on good and bad.
Apparently.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, well, for you, it's not. I got a pretty good gauge on it.
You know what really sucks?
No. I'm sure you're going to tell me, though.
Yeah. I just got off the phone with my doctor.
Oh, God. Here we go. You like talking about this shit. This is what I'm telling you.
So.
Go ahead.
He's making me eliminate a lot of foods. And so here I am like, sitting. Wait, hold on. I'm going to get there. Okay. Because I've been having all these stomach issues, right? So last month I went and I had all that lab work done. I couldn't get an appointment with my doctor until today. It took a month to get an appointment.
Yeah.
I had emailed them to see if they could just answer a couple questions. And they're like, oh, no, you need to talk to your doctor. So I had to wait a month. Anyways. So I have to eliminate a lot of fucking foods from my diet. And so here I am. I have completely changed the way I eat. Like, I've already eliminated so much. And so I mainly eat proteins and vegetables, right? Come to find out, I'm eating every vegetable that I should not be eating. I need to eliminate every vegetable that I've been eating.
Like what?
I cannot have artichoke, asparagus, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. I can't have any kind of bean. And I've been making like chickpea salads because I love them. So I've been eating a lot of beans. Can't do that. I can't have cashews. I just fucking downed a bag of cashews. A bunch of fruits I can't eat. It's just all kind onions and garlic. Can't have onions and garlic. What yeah. And so I have to do this for 6 weeks. And then.
Dude, you're going to be fucking shredded at Stagecoach.
And then at the end of the 6 weeks, I could slowly start reintroducing some of those foods. And I do one at a time just to see, because there's obviously something I'm eating that is irritating my stomach. So I have to cut out dairy. I have to cut. There's like.
What do you eat the most of? Salad. You have to cut out salad?
I could eat lettuce. I could eat carrots.
I had this thought the other day. My mom hates steamed carrots. Hates cooked carrots in general. Sometimes when my mom makes stew or your mom makes stew or whatever, I sometimes
love the carrot.
Only eat the carrots.
Yeah, the carrot.
They're so fucking good.
Yeah, sometimes cooked carrots are good.
Okay,
anyways. But yeah, so I could have celery, lettuce, carrots, like zucchini.
Nice. You gotta eat like a fucking cucumber. Rabbit.
That's what Brian said. Yeah. And Brian seems hella irritated about it, and I'm like, you're not the one that has to eat it.
Like, can I you do. Eat like hamburgers and shit?
I can eat all the protein. Okay. It says to try to eliminate or to not eat fatty or fried proteins, which obviously I don't do that much anyways.
Why is he annoyed at it? Because it's going to affect him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, body eaten from home.
Well, that just means he's going to eat all the chips at work now before he gets home.
I mean, we honestly need to monitor his bank account and what he's doing.
Well, so... We have a shared account, so I could. He doesn't buy.
Does he get it for free?
He gets it for free.
Oh yeah, we need to stop that, because I swear to God, if I worked at a place where like free chips in the break room, that would have been fired already.
Yeah. So, well, I'm hoping that by Stagecoach I would have lost weight.
Yeah. Well.
If I eliminate all of these foods from my diet and I'm still exercising and I don't lose weight, what the fuck?
We might need some vitamins for you then.
You
might need like an extensive blood panel then.
Yeah.
Yeah, something's off.
Yeah, that would be fucked.
What?
If I don't lose any weight.
You should easily lose 10 pounds.
You would think.
Yeah. If you're only eating chicken,
but
ground beef, turkey, steak.
Yeah.
And then carrots, cucumber. What the fuck?
Yeah. But what sucks about that, though, is.
You guys drink only black coffee.
Yeah. Well, I could put oat milk in it. I could have oat milk.
It's literally the worst.
I love oat milk.
It's literally the. Oh, no, wait. Or is it almond milk? It's almond milk. Never mind.
I know they talk about oat milk could. It has like a high glycemic index, but I think it also depends on like. Yeah, whatever. I'm not diabetic, so it doesn't really... I don't know.
Yet.
My number actually dropped. They checked my A1C again, and it dropped.
What was it?
Me and you were, like, borderline, like right?
Like
5.6, 5.6 or some shit, and it dropped. Anyways, so...
we have the same A1C, and I drink like crazy.
So... another thing could be maybe I have polycystic ovaries, which it... tricks your body into thinking it's a diabetic when it's not. You're not diabetic.
So you storing food like you're pregnant?
I'm
like not, a bear getting ready for winter?
I don't know.
So I didn't mean to call you a bear getting ready for winter. I didn't mean it that way.
That's how I feel sometimes.
I take a bite of something and I feel huge.
Yeah. See, so there's things that bother your stomach too. Cause that's not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to
get... I feel it in like my tits.
Mm.
You ever feel that? That's a cool feeling.
No, but my boobs get really big at certain times.
Mine too.
I know. They hurt. They're really bad.
I don't know. I don't have that problem. Thank God.
There's some days where I'm like, can these just stay like this?
Yeah. When I have good dick days, same thing. I'm like, dude, if this looked like this all the time, I'd walk around the gym naked.
Just taking all the pictures.
Oh, dude, I take all kinds of... This is soft, by the way. Can I tell you when it happens the most? If I fall asleep with no underwear and I just don't wear underwear like the first couple hours of the day, just wants to present itself to everybody.
It's because not restricted.
Yeah, I know. I started wearing... I have two pairs of loose underwear that I put on every time I'm like... We gotta show this thing to somebody.
But isn't that bad for your balls?
I don't know. How could it be?
Because they're just like...
People were hanging for years.
I don't know. I thought they said that extra bounce isn't good.
I don't think being tight to your body is either.
Now, when you wear loose boxers and you walk, I'm assuming they do bounce more.
Oh, yeah. You could feel them more. Yeah.
Does it ever hurt?
Yeah, sometimes you sit on them. You can't really sit down hard. You gotta really gotta ease into it. Now I know why old men are sitting down so slow. Their knees are obviously fucked. Their balls are hanging. You know worse pain, obviously. But there's not a pain like sitting on them.
Have you ever twisted them?
I don't know. That's called testicle torsion. I think that's what that's called. You gotta like surgically get that fixed. You can twist them around. They don't fucking, they go right back. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna try. I'm right. Do you ever like grab the sack and like fully turn it around?
No, I've never wanted to kill myself.
Do you think you can?
Not right now. Mine's pretty tight to the body. Tight underwear on.
I'm so hoping Brian walks in soon so I can tell him.
No, we'll end out. It when he walks in, but yeah, I don't, it doesn't. Oh,
he's close. He's not here yet.
But we've built in toys for when you're bored.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, if you could, it'd be pretty cool if you could see like screen time.
Of how many times you play with your dick?
Not like masturbated, but just touching it. How much time have you been in contact? Have your hands like been daily. In contact? No, not, I want overall time, not amount of times they've touched it. I want seconds counted, minutes.
It would also be cool to have like, okay, instead of a Fitbit, it would be like a dick bit. And... And they would count all the times your hand has touched your private. And then you could join along with your friends.
Yeah.
And monitor each other's. Well, you know, yeah, how everybody was doing like, I outbeat him today. Yeah. Well, now it's a whole new meaning of outbeating.
Yeah. You see how long did he last? He tracks when you come. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Would honestly be really fun to be with your boys and be like, you only lasted a minute and a half today? That'd be pretty cool. And you right before you have sex, you hit the... You don't have an Apple Watch, obviously, yeah, but there's options for like indoor walk, high intensity workout. You just hit sex.
Yeah.
And you time it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Record your heart rate.
I was just going to say, record your heart rate. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Your breath.
See the stats on that?
Yeah.
Your oxygen levels. You know what? Next time before I have sex, I'm going to put my watch on and it says other. I'm going to hit other and then see how we do. Yeah. From the minute we start making out, start. And then to the minute I'm done. And then I'll share the stats with the team.
There you go.
I'll take a picture of the watch. Because the dumb thing is, I wish they, maybe they do and I just don't know about it. I wish they had an option on an Apple Watch to screenshot your watch and send it to your phone. There he is.
We're talking about, okay, Brian just walked in. We're talking about, instead of having a Fitbit, it's called a dick bit.
Work in progress.
It, instead of monitoring your steps, it monitors how many times you touch your penis a day.
Or if you masturbate, and then, it keeps the stats.
And then you could link up with all of your friends. And you know how people used to try to outbeat each other? Like, oh, I walked more steps than you. And be like, I touched my dick more than you.
It would be fucking alarming.
And then you could monitor like your sex times.
Yeah.
Like how long you last. Your heart rate, your oxygen levels.
It would be alarming when you seen my stats. Like, how did you touch your dick 40 times in an hour?
Oh, here's another question. Okay, Brian, have you ever grabbed, like, your whole scrotum? Your whole...
Call it a ball sack,
your
dude.
Your whole sack and, like, try to turn it. Not, like, the individual balls on the inside. And
we've
like,
all done that. We all know
finger
that.
Finger it around. But, like, grab your entire sack and, like, see if you could twist it. Like when you grab a loaf of bread now. And you spin it. You know what I mean?
No, you spin the bag to close it.
Yeah, I know. But you spin it to close it? Like, do you ever try to do that with your balls?
No, you can't do that. What the fuck is wrong with you? You can't do that. Golly, what is wrong with you, woman?
I don't have balls. I don't know how it works.
You said that when your daughter's fucking door open. Nope, we're not hearing it because you're going to be here for 5 fucking minutes. Problem. Yeah, we know. All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. Now go touch your balls.
Hit it, Brian. Hit it.